You are listening to WRUU Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM and WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Parenting Room 101. I'm your host, Christy Sanborn. I am thrilled to have you with us today. Happy Easter weekend. Today, I have two very special guests with me today in the studio, my husband, Mark, and my son, Weston. I'm going to introduce them now and bring them on. A little bit about them. They have both been on the show before, different times, but this is the first time together, so this is going to be such a special conversation. A little bit about my husband, Mark. He's a devoted husband. He's a father. He's a stepfather. He's a project manager. He's a Taurus. He's an assistant travel ball coach. He's a proud Chevy truck owner, and he's a new uncle. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello, hello.
Hi. And Weston, my son, is a 10-year-old fifth grader. He's a lover of all animals. He's a travel baseball player. He's a basketball player. He's a soccer player. He's undefeated in Monopoly. He's a Cancer. He's a little brother, and he just became a big cousin. Welcome to the show, Weston.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome, you guys. Nice to have you today. Mm-hmm. So I want to start with a couple little questions to get warmed up here. I want you both to answer this question. Ready? Sunflower seeds or Big League Chew? Go.
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Dumb and Dumber or Spaceballs?
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Oh, okay. Favorite funny movie? Go, Weston.
Dumb and Dumber.
Uh-huh. Mark?
Ace Ventura.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wasn't surprised. I love it. So let's get into some very exciting news that a lot of people don't know, because I have not shared this really with anyone other than a few close friends. And that is, we have a new member of our extended family. So our Weston has a new cousin, and Mark and I have a new niece. Her name is Adeline, and she was born on April 1st. Mark's sister Elizabeth and my brother Dave welcomed their baby girl into the world, and we are so excited to have her. We haven't met her yet because she lives out in Wisconsin with them. But Weston, I'd love to know, because you just became a big cousin, what does that feel like to you to have a little cousin now? Because you've always been the youngest.
It feels different to be not the youngest anymore, mm-hmm. and it feels great to have a younger part of the family.
Oh, are you excited to meet her, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are too. And Weston, when you first heard about the baby, what was your reaction? What were you thinking?
Shocked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never knew I'd have a younger cousin.
Mm, yeah, we were too. Mm-hmm. And Weston, what's something that you're excited to do with her when she grows up?
Probably to, I'm not sure.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You haven't met her yet, so it's probably hard to answer that. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark, your sister just had her first baby. What was that like for you, or what has it been like since it's only been a few days now, but what are your feelings or thoughts about it?
It's only been about 36 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm just extremely happy for her. Mm-hmm. I know she's wanted this for a while, and you know, it's something that she's wanted for a long time, and it finally happened for her, and everyone's healthy. Mm-hmm. The baby's healthy, she's healthy, and I couldn't be happier. Like, genuine happiness for her. Yeah.
Me too. And does it bring you back to when you first became a dad with Weston?
Yeah, it does, actually, because I saw the first picture, and I remember the first picture that we have of Weston. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it. I think it's on my email, because it was a while ago. But I do. It's that feeling of, you know, when that baby is born and you see your child for the first time, you know, as your first child. Mm-hmm. Like, you've heard it before from other people, and you don't know if you believe it, but, like, your life instantly changes, and you feel it instantly. Mm-hmm. And I could tell, I can hear it in my sister's voice, like, she's a mom. She's going to be a good mom. And you could tell that, like, she's going to love it. She's going to be awesome at it.
Wow. So it's a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mark, what kind of uncle do you want to be to Adeline?
I'm going to be the fun guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to have fun.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do things. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yep. Whatever that might be. Don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love it.
We'll go out and have fun.
You said you were a little choked up the other day.
Yeah.
Why? What was that about?
Just, I don't know. My sister had her first baby.
Mm.
Yeah. It's, when they're that far away, it's hard to, I guess, soak it in. So you really have to like tune everything out and just think about it for a minute. Mm-hmm. And what does it really mean? What really just happened? And that's when it hit me. Like, she did it.
Mm.
Just picturing her holding her baby was yeah, very real for me at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really nice. This question's for both of you guys, okay? Mark, you've always joked that you've only held one baby in your life, and that's Weston.
Mm-hmm.
And Weston's never held a baby, so who's going to hold baby Adeline first?
Hmm. You can answer.
Me.
I know.
Okay, Weston. I love it. I think that would be ideal.
Let's not knock everybody over trying to get to her, okay?
That would be awesome, Weston. Let's talk a little bit about Easter, since it's almost here. So excited about that. Weston, what's your favorite part about our Easter celebrations at our house? What do you like the best?
Finding the eggs and money.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you love hunting for the eggs. I was wondering what your favorite spot is that you've ever found an egg in. Do you remember? Because sometimes they're in some very strange places and high places.
I have no idea.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sometimes they're harder to find than others. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Be on the lookout. And Weston, how much money are you hoping to find in the eggs this year?
Probably like 100.
Good. You can't see Mark's face right now, but he looks a little shocked. Always ask for what you want, Weston. Yeah. You just might get it, buddy.
Huh.
Any suggestions, Weston, for Easter dinner this year? We have not discussed or decided on that yet. Oh, yeah. What would you like to have?
I would say probably, what's it called? What's that fish I always like to have? It was like that big fish.
Huh.
The orange ruffy?
Oh. No.
Oh, the grouper.
Yeah, grouper.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Okay. Maybe we will do that. Maybe fish and lasagna. I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Good suggestion. Now,
how about some bunny?
What'd you say? What'd you say? You're cute. Hey, since we're talking about dinner, today is Friday, and I don't know if we shared this on the show before, but Weston is in charge of Friday night dinners. That's something we started a while back. We do try to stay on top of it. Sometimes we forget, but what that means is Weston gets to decide if we're going to order something for dinner or he's going to help cook something for dinner. And when we do order dinner, he's the one who places the order over the phone. So tonight is Friday. So what did you have in mind for dinner tonight?
I guess chicken or something.
Okay.
Or steak.
Oh, steak sounds good. I bet your sister would like that. Mm. Okay. So what that means is you're going to help cook it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And go to the supermarket and get the steak?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to have for Easter dinner dessert? Do you have any suggestions, Weston?
Probably like a little cake or something.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, baby. One more question for you, Weston, about the stinky cookies. So you always help making these. This is one of our Easter traditions. And what's your favorite part about making those?
Well, probably doing the dough, or like you do the, like, you like put down those little shapes on it or something, like those like creases.
Oh, yes, yes. We have that special tool that does the crease.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then you like to put the dough through the machine.
Yeah, that's what I like.
And Mark, will you tell the audience what stinky cookies are? Because they probably don't know what that means.
I don't know how to describe it because it's so unique and I've never seen them before. I've only had them when you've made them. So it's like a dough and it gets like a cheese filling, not cheese, it's cheese, but like when it's cooked it doesn't taste like cheese.
Mm.
And it's got a lot of pepper in there, and I'm not going to give away what kind of cheese it is because it's kind of a secret recipe, but it's filled with lots of goodness. I know that because yes. I can't stop eating them.
Yeah. That's why we haven't made them yet. They don't last very long.
They don't last.
No, they're a unique food, but we're excited to make those. So hopefully we'll get that going tonight. Mark, I'd love to know, in your opinion, what makes our family different from others? If you could think of something.
We never get tired or annoyed of each other, and we can spend all the time in the world together and be happy still.
Yeah.
And we don't argue and fight. Mm-hmm. Little tiffs here and there, but you know, everyone does that. But
definitely.
I don't know. We're just generally happy and have a good time, and you know, we don't set huge plans. We just, hey, we want to do this. Yeah, let's go. Or just take it as it comes. It's fun.
Yes. Yeah. Easygoing.
I agree. Very, very.
What's something that we do well as a family that we should never stop doing?
Praying every night. My gosh, there's probably so many things I can't think of anything right now. I'm trying to go through a normal day and think of something. I don't know.
I like that you said the praying every night. Yeah. And I know we spoke about that last time you came on the show, because that is a new practice that we've been doing, that you've been praying for the family every night. We used to take turns. Weston does it like once a year. He's laughing. And I used to do it. Now you do it. So I really think that is a great tradition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about travel baseball, because we could talk for a while on that. I have some questions for you guys about that. We're going to just get something to drink real quick. Be right back, everybody. Hang tight.
Art Southeast presents Cloak, a project by Blanche Nettles Powers, in the drive-thru art box at Green Truck Pub from January 10th through April 8th. Cloak is an installation that hides the drive-through art box beneath densely draped Spanish moss, fully obscuring its form. Cloak explores themes of concealment and preservation, while also referencing the ways nature reclaims built space. More information can be found at artsoutheast.org. Art Southeast is seeking vendors for the Sulphur Studio Street Fair as part of the May 1st Friday in Starland on Friday, May 1st, from 5 to 9 p.m. The street fair is being held on 39th Street between Bull Street and DeSoto Avenue and celebrates exhibit openings, continuations, and closings, all happening on May 1st. Deadline to apply is April 4th, and more information and application can be found at artsoutheast.org/street-fair-app.
You are listening to your radio station, WRUU, which is presented by people just like you, people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and other Savannah residents. Therefore, WRUU is your community radio station. So, won't you please help by donating whatever you can afford to help your neighbors stay on the air? Go to WREU.org and support your local radio station with a monetary contribution of any amount. Again, you can support your local radio station at WREU.org. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim, the host of a show called Not Fade Away here on WREU. Do you like the feeling of, oh, wow, I love this song, and I haven't heard it in forever? Then join me on Friday afternoons from 1 to 2 p.m. I play forgotten hits and songs that were good enough to have been hits but never made it. Let's keep great music alive together. Not Fade Away, Fridays at 1 p.m. here on WRUU.
Welcome back to Parenting Room 101. This is Christy Sanborn with you today. I hope you're enjoying the interview so far with Mark and Weston. We're going to get right into travel baseball, because this is something that we spend a lot of time doing as a family, especially this season of life right now. So I'm going to ask you first, Weston. Who's more intense during a game, you or Dad?
Probably Dad, because he knows what's happening and all the... if the team knows what they're doing, if they're going to try to pick you off or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, not so much this year, because I'm not the head coach. I'm helping. Mm-hmm. I'm not on the field involved like I used to be. You know, there's two other guys that do that, so I'm more in the dugout and on the sides, but a lot very active, I guess, before the games to help. But yeah, when I was head coaching. Yeah, I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to warm up for the games, Weston?
Probably stretching or something, or probably, that's not one of my favorites, but it's one way to get ready, because last season we never did that and we always lost by so many. And then this year we got better and we've beat our record from last season.
Yeah. Let's talk about that win that you had recently, the bronze. Will you tell us a little bit about what happened that day and what you felt like when you got the ring?
The first 2.5 games, we did terrible. We were getting destroyed. And then somehow we got back in. We won the first playoff game. And then after that, there was the championship. And then we were locked in and we were ready to play some baseball.
Wow. Did you know you were going to win in that last game?
No, because this is the team. We lost by 10 runs the last game, and then we destroyed them again by like 16.
Yes, and you pitched a lot in that final game, right?
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, what are you thinking about when you're up on the pitcher's mound, when you're under that kind of pressure? Because that's the fourth and final game, and there's a lot riding on that. So what do you think, what's in your mind during that time?
To not think, like, just nothing, because if I think, I get distracted, and then I throw a ball. Or a bad bitch.
Oh, wow. So you don't think about anything?
No.
That is awesome. Did you know that he did that, Mark?
He's probably one of the few 10-year-olds that can clear his head like that, yeah.
Wow, Weston. I never knew.
That's why when a coach, Weston, he doesn't hear us because he's focused and he's not thinking, so he doesn't hear what's around him. I was always like that, too. If I was up there, I couldn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you just focused on what you're doing, but you're not thinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really great. I love that tip. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'd love to know who, this is for both of you guys, who takes the losses harder when you lose? Who has a harder time with that?
Me and my dad?
Yes, between you. Who would you say takes it harder?
Probably dad.
Hmm. Why would you say?
Because, oh, well, I don't know. You have to ask him.
Yeah, I'll ask him. Thank you.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you are. Why do you think?
For different reasons. Obviously, you know, I would say Weston would take it harder because you can see it on his face after the game, not during the game, but after. But I don't take it hard. I just see so much potential with these kids in this team that I feel like we're not getting the most out of them, and that's the part that I sometimes have a problem with. So that's where when we lose, like it's a team we could beat, and it just, those weren't our kids out there playing. It was like somebody else in their bodies. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different factors, but that's why I take it so hard, because they could be a phenomenal team and we have to find a way to get that out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess that's the struggle for all coaches at this age group, at 10U, 11U.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I want to talk about, you switched sliding mitts in your pocket. I'm sorry, you switched pockets for your sliding mitt in the last game, Weston. That's what Dad said.
Yeah.
Did that help you?
Yeah.
To hit better?
I actually hit the ball again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's interesting. Why do you think that helped you?
Because, I don't know, probably just something that in my body I just didn't want. Like, I just couldn't hit the ball, and then I finally switched it, and I was hitting great again.
Wow. So sometimes it's just a small adjustment, right? What do you think, Mark?
It's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was my suggestion, and I had a feeling it would work. And I said, hey, it's in your right back pocket, your right butt cheek. Let's move it to the left. Maybe maybe it's bothering you. Just throw it on the left side and see what happens. And goes out there and gets like 3 hits in a row because he was in a like 0-for-5 slump, right? And that's like never happened to you before. So it's like, all right, it's a mental thing. So let's get your head out of it. And comes back in, I go, you know why, right? He goes, why? I said, it's because you put your sliding mitt in your left butt cheek, and goes out and gets another hit. So it's all like psychological.
Uh-huh.
You know, if that's what you think it is, that's what it is. And it just helps you change your mindset. And had nothing to do with anything physical. It was just get your head out of it because you're struggling, and maybe somebody says do this, maybe that'll work, and then you change your mindset going up there and it works, and there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's more superstitious? Dad.
That is definitely me.
Yes.
I see these kids step on the foul line all the time. It makes me cringe. You're not supposed to touch the foul line.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Never. I don't. I've never touched it in my whole life.
Did you know that, Weston?
Yeah, touch the line's bad luck. That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think, Weston? Is it?
I don't know, because one time I touched it, we still won, but not by much.
Okay.
So just a superstitious thing. Uh-huh. You watch me now. You want to walk out on the field or run out on the field, I'll hop over the line.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mark, this one's for you. What's something that people don't understand about coaching your own son?
Coaching your own son is the hardest child to coach on the team, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because you may be able to think, okay, I'm a coach now, not a dad, but your son can't make that separation. I'm still his dad to him, not the coach. So I treat everybody the same. You know, I don't yell, but I'll get on you, and I'm going to get on you and everybody else on the team. But to those kids, it's a, okay, yes, sir. And to him, it's like, oh, dad, you know? So it's, and that's the difficulty of it. So, yeah.
Do you like having dad in the dugout, Weston?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you didn't have him there for a while in the last season, but now he's helping. So you like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weston, what's your nastiest pitch when you're pitching?
Curveball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How often are you allowed to throw that?
One or two times a game.
When do you know when you can throw that? Like, when do you decide on that?
Probably 0-2 count. I mean, 0-1, 0-2 count. Like, nobody's there. Nobody's on bases for strike three. And they just miss the ball completely.
And then you just throw that one?
Yeah.
Do they know it's a curveball?
Yeah, if it curves.
Okay. And then
nobody hits it.
Are they worried that you're going to throw it again, I guess, once they see it that one time?
No.
No. So is that true, Mark, that you taught him how to throw the curveball?
I taught him how to.
Mm-hmm.
With the caveat that you're not allowed to do this, but this is, you know, you can tinker with it with me. But he did it so well and he does it properly where it will not damage his arm. But you're still only allowed to do it a couple times a game just because you're young. But, yeah, I taught him the proper way because too many kids do it the wrong way and it will destroy your elbow and your shoulder. But the way he throws it is actually the right way to do it. It's nasty. I've caught it before. It's like it shouldn't be that good at this age. But, yeah, one or two times a game is the limit.
Yeah.
And a little bit when we're practicing around.
Okay.
Just to stay fresh with it. But, yeah. But we went through, like, when to throw it, when not to throw it, and, you know, fully understands it, you know.
So, Weston, does one of the coaches give you a signal to throw that, or you just do that on your own?
I don't like that at all.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes they do the wrong thing, and they just hit it really far.
Right, so you're the one deciding what to throw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the catcher, and then I either say yes or no.
Yeah. What happens when the catcher comes up to talk to you at the mound sometimes? I see sometimes that happens. What are they saying to you?
Well, if you're pitching bad and you're struggling, they come up and just, well, I can't really explain it, but.
Yeah. Do they just make you feel better?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Are you happy when they come up to talk to you?
No.
Oh, really?
That means I'm doing bad.
Oh, okay. So you actually... What about when the coach comes out to talk to you on the mound? What are they saying to you?
Trying to calm me down. Stop making me, like, stressed and all that.
What does Dad say when he comes out to talk to you on the mound? Or what did he used to say? He's laughing. Was it something funny?
Yes.
Can you share it, or is it not appropriate?
No, I mean...
I don't even remember.
Really?
Yeah, but...
Didn't you have, like, some Spaceball references or something funny like that?
And it was never about baseball or pitching or anything, and...
Mm-hmm.
There was one game last year, it was someone else pitching, and he was struggling, and I wanted to give him a break, because his head was just all over the place. So I walk out, and I see a little stick about 6 inches long, just kind of sitting there in front of the pitcher's mound, and I walk out and I said his name. I go, "Hey, look at that stick right there," and the look on his face is like, "What? Huh? Instantly, like, broke his, just changed him. Three strikes in a row after that. But it's just a mental thing.
So that worked. Do you remember that day, Weston?
When Dad... No.
Oh, okay. He wasn't at the pitcher's mound. It was somebody else.
Oh, it was someone else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was somebody else. Yeah. But I know your other coach, I'm not going to say names, but he goes out and he doesn't talk about baseball. He'll keep it light and keep you, you know, make you laugh or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to calm down a little bit. That's all.
I see you taking deep breaths out there a lot when you're pitching. Does that help?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes, I see that. I want to know, this is a question for you, Weston. Who's better at wiffle ball, you or Dad?
Well, Dad has the power of John Cena, so possibly him.
Yeah, you mean for hitting the ball?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're pretty good, too, though.
Yeah, Weston's got some quick hands, that's for sure. I throw some pretty fast ones, and it's like, I'm amazed that you get around on it.
Yeah.
You pull it, yeah.
So, do you like playing wiffle ball with Dad?
Yeah.
How about with me?
It's easy.
I know. Weston and I played pickleball yesterday in the driveway, and it was fun. We're both a little rusty, though. Maybe me more rusty than him, but yes. Weston, has Dad ever been hard on you about practicing baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
Many times.
Many times. And what do you say when he's hard on you about it?
Nothing.
Okay. Do you understand that it's important to practice?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does he make you practice too often?
No.
Okay. Do you like practicing with him?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah.
We used to do this thing, which we probably should start doing again, because that was fun on Sunday nights. The three of us would just go up to a field and play together. Remember, we used to do that a lot. We haven't done that lately. Like tennis, baseball, is that still good or not?
No.
Oh, that's not good for swinging.
It's not good for the arm.
Okay.
No.
So we probably have to wait until the season's over to do that.
Yeah.
And it's not even good for wiffle ball, right? During baseball season, it's not good to swing at a wiffle ball?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Not a lot of it. I mean, it's okay to go out and play once in a while, but I wouldn't go out there every day in the summer and play and then expect to go play baseball at night. Well, it won't happen.
And even badminton, we were playing for a while, and you even said that, I think, a summer ago or maybe the one previous. You said, no more badminton.
Well, it's if you've got a game that night or the next morning, because a lot of our games are early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to be out at 8 o'clock on Friday night running around going nuts because you just use up all your legs.
Yes.
You might have two or four games the next day.
And you even said, too, I don't know if a lot of parents are know this, but you've even shared swimming is bad the day before. The day of a game.
Day
so
of.
If it's summertime and your kids have a pool, they shouldn't be swimming before a big game?
No, that's like the worst thing you can do is to go out and play in the pool. Without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why?
Well, you may be cooled off in the pool. You're not sweating and you're having fun, but like you don't realize how much energy in your body you use to swim. You're using every muscle in your body. And plus the chlorine and the sun are also going to take a toll on you. So when you get there at 6 o'clock at night for baseball, which is when I used to play, like you've used 80% of your energy.
Mm.
You're exhausted. You may not feel exhausted, but your muscles are not where they need to be. So when we played, it was all of us on our all-star teams were, you know, we'd hang out. We might just go in the pool, jump in and get out. But we were, for the most part, taking it easy if we had a game that night.
Mm-hmm. What do you suggest the kids eat before a big tournament like tomorrow? Weston has at least two games to play tomorrow.
Well, steak is good. Steak is good tonight. I'm down for that.
Okay.
That's a good one. Some protein.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta is always good the night before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pasta dinners, we used to do that. I would say like the morning and the, you know, the first part of the day, definitely bananas and oranges, and I'd stay away from the sugars and the sodas for sure.
Yeah, no Mountain Dew the day of.
No.
Weston doesn't drink that, but
no.
We know a little player that did once before a game. That's what he had for breakfast, and he did hit the ball that day. Remember that? I won't mention any names, but it was on another team, and he had Mountain Dew for breakfast, and he crushed the ball that day. Yeah.
Oh.
And we were all saying, well, maybe you should have that Mountain Dew again next. But we were just kidding. Mark, I would love to know what separates a mentally strong player from the rest, in your opinion.
Being able to deal with failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because baseball is a game of failure. And every dad and coach out there gets what I'm saying. You're going to fail. You're going to get out. You're going to make an error. You're going to walk somebody. But you can't let it bother you because you have to keep doing it again and again and again. If you're someone that lets it get to you and you cry a lot and you show your emotions, like, the game will just, it'll destroy you. Like, you're supposed to have fun. You know, the other kids are doing the same thing, doing it against you. So somebody's going to win that battle. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Just keep going at it, and eventually it's going to work out for you. So yeah. Too many kids are, you know, didn't get a hit and they come in crying. Mm. Like, I don't get that. But you may get up next time and crush it. So that's just part of the game.
So when the kids come in crying, what happens? Do the other kids try to talk to them? What do you do, Weston, when a kid's crying in the dugout? Do you say something to them? Or?
No.
Okay. You just let them have their space?
Yeah.
It's probably the best thing you could do, I would think. What do you think,
Mark? I would think so.
At this age, at 10, they just need that time to just...
Process it.
Exactly.
Yeah. The last thing you want to say is, hey, stop crying.
Oh my gosh. Definitely. That would be a no. Just cater to it too much and just sit.
Yeah. It's a conversation for after the game. Mm. You know, help them understand that, like, hey, this is a game of failure. You're going to lose the battle here and there. You know, you're not going to do well some days. It's part of the game. It's just how it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
It must be hard sitting in the dugout after you strike out or you make an error and then you know that you did that and you kind of have to sit there with your teammates. Is that hard for you, Weston, sometimes?
No, it's frustrating for a minute. I get mad, but then it goes away.
Yes. You always seem very balanced when I come over there. If I say, like, hey, you doing okay? You're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm okay. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you have to let it go away? Because what happens like 20 minutes from then?
You do bad again.
You
get you're distracted from the whole game. And about, for an example, like, you're a bat, you hit a little ground ball to the pitcher, and he gets you out. The next at bat, if you're still thinking about it, you're distracted about that at bat. You're going to strike out at that at bat. Because you're focused on a bat you had last time and struck out on or hit a ground ball to the pitcher.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Let it go because you got to do it again in 20 minutes. So you get another chance. That's the best part about it. You get another chance.
That's a great way to look at it, you guys. I think a lot of parents need to hear this today because I think a lot of parents don't know how to handle when the kids don't do well. I remember last year, a mom, I won't mention names, her son is usually a very good player, but in this specific game, he made a very big mistake and they lost the game. And I remember watching her and the dad and the son all walking to the parking lot, and she said to me, I don't want to drive home with him because I don't know what to say to him because he was so upset and crying. Mm-hmm. And she was scared to get in the car with him pretty much because she couldn't handle that he was melting down that way. So I think that's something we should talk about more, is that what you guys are saying here is that kids need their space. They need to process it. And that was good advice, just letting them know you always get another chance, right? So sit with it, feel it, and then get back out there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd be eager. Like, if I made an error, I'm like, come on, hit the next one to me. I need to get one. Or if I strike out, get me back up. I'm going to go do it this time. You know, that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Mark, what's the one lesson that this game has taught you about life?
Wow, that's a that's a deep question. I don't even know if I have an answer. What has it taught me about life? It's taught me that I love two things in this life, and that's my family and baseball. That I have a passion for the game. But in terms of life lessons and what it's taught me, I think the thing I take away most is teamwork. Because I still make a lot of baseball references and take a lot from my experiences in the past with what I do now for work and regarding accountability and being there for your teammates and understanding the mental side of it, because everything is psychological. So there's a big psychological component to baseball, but there is in your life too. And if you understand what your teammate is going through, you can help them. Or if you want to get a competitive edge, there's a way to do that. I think just mentally it's prepared me to be tough because you do fail so much in baseball. Competitiveness is another one. I don't like to lose. Mm. And if I do lose, I want to get right back out there and win the next one. So I like to win. Mm. But at the same time, I'm going to do it fairly, and I'm not going to – here's a good one. Don't ever show up your own teammates. This is actually a perfect one. Meaning if your teammate makes a mistake or an error, you don't yell at them. You don't give them a hard time. You don't say anything like that in front of your other teammates or the parents or the coaches or the fans. That's a horrible thing to do. You know, you can talk to him when he comes in. Hey, it was a tough play. Maybe you could try this next time. But don't ever make somebody feel worse about a mistake they made. And I still do it like that today at work, and I'll never call somebody out in front of other people or berate them or say they did something wrong in front of other people. You know, it would be a separate conversation, like, hey, this is how we could have probably handled it, mm-hmm. you know, that type of thing. But that goes back to the whole teammate atmosphere. You're accountable to a bunch of other people on that team, and you're not playing just for yourself or your parents. You're playing for your teammates.
Right, like Weston, you've seen this too with some players. They'll just take their helmet off and throw it on the ground if they're angry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, everybody's watching you do that. And it's hard. Some people have a bad temper, and that's another thing. Mm-hmm. That's a temperament thing. Not everybody's so even keeled. But we could all work on that.
Yeah.
You know, and as parents, I think just modeling that is good at home. If you have a hot temper and you're always ready to fly off the handle, your kids are going to pick up on that. So let's just all be better as parents. And again, no judgment. We've all been guilty of this, me included. So just, you know, watch how you're behaving, because mm-hmm. they're paying attention to that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a very important question right now, Weston. This one's for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you think Adeline will be a Milwaukee Brewers fan or a Phillies fan? What would you say?
If she's a Phillies fan, I'm moving to Texas. Or somewhere.
All right.
You
think she'll be a
Milwaukee Brewers?
You think she will? Okay. What do you think, Mark?
Well, if they're in Milwaukee for a while, then the Brewers.
Okay.
But you never know where people may end up. I mean, we were in New Jersey for the longest time, and now we're here. So mm-hmm. if they stay in Milwaukee, I would say a Brewers fan. Yeah.
Yes. Well, remember, her dad is a Phillies fan. So you know how that goes. Like, your dad is a Yankees fan, Weston.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, as long as they're not far from Chicago either, right? It's only, mm-hmm. Milwaukee's 1.5-2 hours from Chicago. So as long as Adeline is not a Cubs fan, I'll be okay.
Well, I think Graham is a Cubs fan.
She's a fair weather fan. They won a World Series in 16. I'm going to get a Cubs jacket. This is great. No, come on. You're still a Yankees fan. Take the jacket off.
What do you think, Weston? Does Graham like the Cubs?
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think she
couldn't name a player on the Cubs.
Yeah, exactly.
I have seen the jacket on. She looks great in the jacket, by the way, but she may be a Cubs fan. I don't know. I know she's not a Phillies fan. We can be okay with that. By the way, the Braves are a great team. Just saying. We live in Georgia. We've been here 5 years. Weston's rolling his eyes. I like the Braves. I mean, I'm not their biggest fan, but would you like to go to a Braves game sometime, Weston?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you'll change your mind when we go. You may start liking. Never.
No, we'll cheer for the other team.
He still likes the Yankees.
Yeah.
We're going to pivot here and talk a little bit about your older sister, Lena, now, because there's more news here. Lena moved back home with us. She's 23. She was living out on her own in New Jersey for a couple years. And now she's back to finish school, to work, to save money, and, of course, be closer to home. So, Weston, your older sister's back. What was it like having the house to yourself all that time when she wasn't there?
It felt normal, but it was different when she left. It was like that up to where she used to live, where she used to sleep. It was like all of my ping pong table. As soon as she moved back, all that was gone.
Yeah. Are you upset about that? That your stuff's not there? I know you miss the ping pong table. I do too. We'll have to figure out a place to keep that so we can use it. What's changed the most for you, Weston, since Lena moved back in? What's different?
That I used to go in that upstairs all the time, but
now you can't with your friends.
Not with my friends. I still go up there, but
yeah.
not anymore, not much.
Is it nice having her back home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you talk to us a little bit about what we did yesterday when we went to visit her at work? Can you tell us what we did?
No.
Remember when we went to see her at the nail salon and you got something special? Will you share what she gave you yesterday at the nail salon?
A pedicure.
Yeah, it was awesome. So your dad's never had a pedicure before. Yeah. Will you describe what that is and what it felt like? Because there's a lot of dads out there that are missing out on this experience because they just never have tried it. So what was it like when you got it? You've had it before, but this was a really 5-star pedicure she gave you.
It feels good to put your feet in warm water, just that. Because I know showers and baths are just like it, but just putting your feet in there, it's like feels good, and then getting your, like, it's like a deep cleaning on your feet.
Yes, and she filed your nails, your cuticles, you got the paraffin treatment. I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but that was like that hot wax on your heels.
Yeah.
She wrapped that, and then the hot towels on your legs.
Yeah.
So you really did have, you hear that, Mark? So your dad's birthday's coming up. Do you think that's something he may want to try?
Yeah, he can be a princess.
Yeah, you can be a princess for the day, Mark.
No.
No?
I'm good.
He said no for the birthday?
That's not what I choose to do on my birthday.
Maybe Father's Day? Maybe one time you try it.
We'll see.
Okay, he's thinking about it. Well, Weston's done it a few times, and he's a big fan. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Weston. Mark, what was it like to drive back to New Jersey one last time a few weeks back to get Lena and move her back home?
It was great to see Lena and help her move, and now she's with us, which is awesome. But it was also nice that it's potentially my last drive up there forever, or for at least a very, very long time. So I don't have to go back to New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did have some really good pizza while you were there.
Oh, my God. It was perfect.
Will you describe Daniel's pizza for us in a few words? We'll be quiet.
A few words.
We'll be quiet.
I don't know. It was amazing. I mean, it was amazing for Jersey pizza. It's phenomenal. They just do it right. Mm. And then that Esperanza pizza with the vodka sauce and the...
Oh my God.
It was... You know, I said, here's my card, Lena. Go get some pizza. What do you want? I said, get two. Mm. There's only two of us. I know. Get two.
Two pizzas. Wow.
Yeah, but it was a long drive back, but it was nice to get back. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely was.
Weston, what's your favorite food in Savannah?
Probably their, steak, chicken, the port, all that, because it's a lot different than New Jersey's. New Jersey has like better pizza, bagels. Here has like better like meat.
Hmm. Yeah, I like that. Love it. Weston, what's your favorite way to spend time with your dad?
I'm not sure.
Do you like hanging out with him outside? Do you like going somewhere with him? Sleepovers, playing baseball, playing video games?
Yeah, probably. Probably video games.
The video games?
All the above.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What video game are you currently playing with your dad? Like when you go home today, will you guys play a game together?
Mm-mm. No, sometimes, but...
So is there a game that you want to play with dad that you maybe don't have?
Maybe find one and get another controller, but...
Oh,
for the PS5?
Oh, yeah. You only have one controller?
Yeah.
Maybe and get one that. Computer.
Okay. I'll have to work on that other controller.
Hmm.
Mark, what's your favorite way to spend the day with Weston?
Something outside.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like going away from the house. Could be the beach, the fields, doesn't matter. As long as we're outside playing.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of a kid in that sense. I like to go outside and play.
We had a great time at the beach the last time we went, Weston. Now, Weston doesn't normally like going to the... He's rolling his eyes. He does not like Tybee. But we did go not that long ago with him, and we brought the football, and we had fun. We were burying each other in the sand like we used to do. We were throwing the ball. It was very windy that day, too, but
yeah, windy
I think
and cold.
It was a good time. Remember, you even said you had fun, Weston.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought it
You had fun.
It looked like you were having fun. Maybe you didn't say it. Do you think we'll get back to the beach this summer for some surfing or something like that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, because when we went that day, you said, Dad, can we bring the surfboards? Because you wanted to try your surfboard again. It's been a while. But yeah, it was cold and windy and the tides were not good. But
you are a good surfer, even though you haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark, what stadium do you predict that Weston will watch his first major league game in, since he has not seen one yet in person?
It's going to be Atlanta, Tampa, or Miami.
Okay. What do you think, Weston?
Braves, Cubs, or Yankees.
You're right. I forgot about the Cubs, yeah.
Right.
It could very well be Wrigley Field, right?
Yeah.
That could be his first major league game to watch. Wrigley Field, that's memorable.
Yeah, because I forgot about that. When we go up, you know, later this year to meet your cousin, they're close to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited for that. I think that'd be really fun.
Or the Brewers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weston, what's some of your favorite things about your dad?
He always wants to do something, like, outside, inside, something like that.
Yeah. He's fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, what are your favorite things about Weston? Or favorite things to do with him, I should say.
To do?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
I don't know.
I love playing baseball. So, you know, if he wants to go hit, I could throw baseballs to him all day long. Doesn't matter to me. I'm fine with that. I love watching him hit. So much fun. I do like the wiffle ball, but not a lot of it. But I also love throwing the football, too. Mm-hmm. The football's fun. We went to the batting cages down the road. That was the first time we've ever used them. That was a lot of fun, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like that, Weston?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. How about mini golf? We haven't done that in a while as a family. Yeah. Do you like doing that?
Yeah, just somewhere different.
Oh, yeah. Bogies is... We've done it so many times.
A lot of times, yeah.
You're right. Yeah. We should look for another spot. What about soccer, Weston? You just started playing soccer. What are your thoughts? Do you like it so far?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That was your idea to try soccer out since you never really have done it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you're adding something new to soccer. Now, I know your dad never really played much soccer, right, Mark?
I stopped when I was 7 or 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think you might want to play soccer with Weston?
I'll go out there and kick it around. I like kicking the ball around and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do that, Weston?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a question for both of you guys. Do you have any advice for fathers and sons that are looking to spend more quality time together? What would you guys say to some? Because there's a lot of dads out there that work a lot and they don't get to see their sons that often. What could they do? What would you recommend they do? Maybe this weekend if they have some time, what could they do? Would you say, Weston?
To what?
Well, there's a lot of dads out there that don't have an opportunity to spend as much time with their kids or their sons as they'd like to. Maybe they only see their sons on the weekends. What would you think would be a good idea for them to do together? Like somebody your age would like to do with their dad.
Probably have a catch or play a game with them or like something outside or inside. Like, let's say the kid likes basketball. You could, like, get a basketball and just shoot it around somewhere.
Yes. And I like that you have that little basketball net in your room, which is something we play all the time. Speaking of, will you tell us a little bit about your Elvis record?
What about it?
Do you like Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you get started into liking Elvis, by the way?
By finding the record or something, like, popular.
What was that one song that you... That's okay. That one song that you liked. That's why we bought the record, right? There was that one song that you...
Jailhouse Rock?
Yes. And I know you love music. Like, you love all types of music. Rap, heavy metal. It's all... I mean, you like classical. Like, there's so many different types. But Elvis is somebody that you like to listen to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love listening to that with you because I didn't grow up listening to Elvis. Did you, Mark? Did you spend any time
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom was a Beatles person, and then I was like, no more Beatles, and I went on to other stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I enjoy that. And that was great advice on playing basketball with your son, if that's something he likes to do. Mark, what would you suggest?
A lot of times it's because they don't know what to do, or what they are doing is getting boring. So I would suggest just doing something different. Okay. Find something you both haven't really done before and go try it.
Yes.
Yeah. Or even just like go out to lunch together. Mm. Depending on how old your son is, just go out and eat together. Mm. Yeah.
That's good advice. We have a slip and slide in a box in our garage right now as we speak. And I think that's fun to pull out every once in a while and just do that in your front yard.
Yeah, we might do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to cost a fortune to try something out with your son and get outside. Like you said, getting outside is key.
Mm-hmm.
And find out, like Weston said, what does he like to do? What is he into? You have to speak their language.
Yeah.
Yes. Weston, what's your favorite way to spend time with me? Since we spend a lot of time together.
I'd have to say probably going to other places to play something, like the arcade, mini golf, stuff like that. Going to like other places to do something, not to just go there to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of cool things.
We try to. This was our spring break. I should say Weston's spring break this week. We had a nice week, Weston.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some fun. We found lots of things to do.
Got a pedicure.
Uh-huh. That's right? Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask both of you this question, but I'm going to start with Mark first. Mark, what are you looking forward to?
What am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the awesome things that are coming our way for the rest of this year.
Mm.
Some of it I can't say on here, mm-hmm. for certain reasons, but what's going to happen for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Weston? What are you looking forward to, buddy?
For this year?
In general. No, not just this year, just in life.
To be a baseball player.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about middle school for a minute, because you're almost finished with school. You only have like 33 days left of school. So are you excited for middle school?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it's going to be like?
Probably different. They're just going to have to switch classes and a whole bunch of that. Different entering school, going out of school. It's a lot of, like, sports activities for the school. They're, like, sports meant, like, for the school, not just for, like, Little League or, like, travel ball or travel basketball or something like that. It's for the school and a little different.
Yes. Are you going to be sad to leave elementary school?
No, not really.
No? Okay. You're ready.
Yeah.
Will you talk to us a little bit about that sleepover trip that you had just recently
at Rock Eagle?
Yes, tell us a little bit about that. What was that like?
It was fun. Got to sleep two nights, 3 days. You got to hang out with your friends, did activities, canoeing, hikes. We even dissected a fish.
Really?
But
I didn't know that.
It burned my eye so bad.
Why? The fumes from the fish?
No, just the chemicals.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
What kind of fish?
No idea. Just that big.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah. So what was it like being away from home for a few nights, since you've never done that before?
It felt not different, because I went to somebody's house to have a sleepovers. It was just, it wasn't really scary. It was just regular.
What was it like to sleep in the sleeping bag?
Oh, well, we didn't sleep on the floor, except in the bunk beds with them. You could just use a blanket, but the sleeping bag's probably more comfy, and it was comfy, yeah, really comfy.
Did you have good food up there?
Yeah, they got it from UGA.
Oh, wow. So
like eggs, bacon, and toast for breakfast sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all that.
I heard there was a lot of walking, too, on those two-day trips.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of hiking?
A lot, yeah.
How did that go? Did you like being outside that long?
Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Yeah, it must have been. That's fun.
Yeah, you were tired when you got back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one more question for you guys, and then we're going to wrap up. I'd love to know, Mark, what would you like to be remembered for? What would you like your legacy to be?
My legacy. I'm still working on developing my legacy. So I'm not there yet. But for somebody to say he was an awesome dad and he was just a good person. Right now, that's all it is. But I don't know what the future is going to bring. So that's an ever-evolving answer.
What do you think about that, Wes? Do you think he's a good dad?
Yeah.
Could he be better?
Well, everybody could be better or something.
Yes, we could all be better. He does a good job, though. He tries really hard. I think that's what makes a good parent, is just trying really hard. And nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
No, and kids try really hard, too, and we have to remember that. And I want to share this, too. We have to remember that when things change, like even in your home, like the way we just shared earlier about Lena, Weston's older sister, moving back, we have to keep in mind that that change affects everyone. And we may not even talk about it very much, but it does change. When a child goes away to college, the other siblings that are left at home are feeling that change, and we have to be aware of that. And I was thinking about that a lot the last couple of days, about you, Weston, and how that must have affected you in some way. I know how much you love your sister, and we all do, and she loves us, but still it does change the dynamic of a home when someone comes or leaves. We have to be mindful of that. We're all having our own experience with these things. So it can be stressful at times, and it could also be wonderful, which it always is, I feel like, in a family. What do you think about that, Mark?
Yeah, change is going to happen.
Yes. You have
to make it work.
Yes. Moving, right. Moving to another place, going to a new school, a new job. All these things affect the entire family unit, and we just have to be aware of that. And remember, your experience may not be the same as everyone else in your homes. So just check in with everybody and say, hey, how's it going? How are you doing? How are you feeling about this?
I feel like we have the space for her to move back.
We do.
You know, in our old house, it would have been a little bit different. Or
yes.
You know, it's not like, oh, well, this room is done and it's for this. Now we have to convert it to this. We don't have to worry about that because we have the space. So it's not like we're totally changing our house around. It's more of just a... You know, and luckily Lena's not somebody who's up late and out late, and you know, she's a really good kid who does the right thing and gets her sleep, so it's not like she's out partying, sneaking out, or coming back at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, so we don't have to worry about that type of thing. She's very responsible.
She is, and she's a great cook, so that's been so nice to have her back, and she loves to bake.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on today. This was really, really fun to have you. And you guys did great with all these questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have fun, Weston?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, a great Easter to everybody out there. Enjoy the weather. And thank you for listening to Parenting Room 101. We'll see you this time next Friday. Enjoy your weekend. See you guys. Bye.